From Spark and Anvil and Sleuth Lab, this is Sketch, Fiber, and Seal, in Chapter 1 of the Sleuth Lab cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. The greenhouse door stood open, and inside, a whole row of prized tomato plants lay knocked flat, and everyone wanted to rush in at once. "Stop," said Sketch, quietly, but everyone stopped. "Before anyone touches it, before anyone moves one single thing, let me record it exactly as it is." Because that was the first rule, the rule the three of them lived by, and it went against every impatient bone in a person's body. The scene only tells its story if you record it before you disturb it. Once you've walked through, once you've picked something up, once you've just moved this to see underneath, the scene is gone, changed forever, and no amount of wishing brings the first version back. So three of them went in slowly, together. Sketch with a clipboard, Fiber with tweezers and tiny bags, and Seal with a logbook and a pen. "Everyone else," said Seal, "at the door, waits out here." Sketch went first, and Sketch touched nothing. Sketch's whole nature was to record the scene before anyone touches it, and so Sketch drew where every flattened plant lay, which way each one fell, the scuff on the floor by the third pot, the open door, and the closed window, the exact position of a single dropped glove. Sketch measured and noted and sketched it all, building a perfect frozen picture of the scene the way it was found, before the room could be changed by the very people who came to understand it. "People think this part's boring," Sketch admitted, carefully noting an angle. "All this drawing while everyone's itching to grab clues. But listen, the moment we start moving things, this scene is gone. This drawing is the only version that will ever exist of how it truly was. If I rush it, we lose the truth before we even begin." Sketch finished the last measurement. "Now you can come collect. Now it's safe to touch, because now it's remembered." And now it was Fiber's turn. And Fiber worked on a principle so small and so certain, it felt almost like magic. Every contact leaves a trace. Whoever had knocked those plants flat had touched this room, and Fiber knew with quiet certainty that they could not have touched it without leaving something behind and without taking something away. A thread from a sleeve caught on a broken stem, a fleck of paint, a single hair, a smear of soil carried in and dropped that didn't match the greenhouse's own. These were the traces, tiny, easy to miss, impossible to fake, and Fiber gathered them one by patient one into tiny labeled bags. "This is Locard's promise," Fiber murmured, lifting a blue thread with tweezers. "You cannot enter a place and leave it exactly as it was. You always leave a little of yourself, and you always take a little of it with you. So the person who did this left something here, and they don't even know it." Fiber sealed the tiny bag. "Test the trace. Don't guess at the story. The thread doesn't lie. The soil doesn't lie. They just quietly tell us who was here."
But a trace is only worth something if you can trust where it's been every second since, and that was Seal's whole careful life. The moment Fiber lifted anything, Seal was there with the logbook. Bag it, label it, log it. Every single piece of evidence got its own bag, its own label, blue thread, third stem, 415, and then, most important of all, a written record of every hand it passed through from that moment on. Fiber to Seal. Seal to the box to the desk. Every step, every hand, written down. "Because here's the thing nobody likes to hear," Seal said, logging the thread. "A clue is only as trustworthy as its chain. If there's one moment, even one, where nobody can say where this thread was or whose hands it was in, then anyone can doubt it. Maybe it got swapped. Maybe it got dropped somewhere else. a broken chain can't be trusted, no matter how good the clue. Seal signed the line. So I write down everything, every hand, unbroken. That's how the truth stays the truth, all the way to the end.
By the time they stepped back out of the greenhouse, the scene was fully recorded. The traces were all collected, and everyone was bagged, labeled, and logged in an unbroken chain. Nothing had been rushed. Nothing had been lost. The truth of that room, whatever it turned out to be, would survive intact, all the way to whoever needed it. Good record, said Fiber. Good collecting, said Seal. Good chain, said Sketch, closing the clipboard. There is a steadiness in doing a careful thing carefully, in refusing to hurry the part that matters, in being patient on purpose because something important is riding on getting it right. The three of them were slow, and they were slow deliberately, and that slowness was a kind of respect for the truth, for the people it would matter to, for the quiet certainty that if you handle something with enough care, it will still be trustworthy long after you've set it down.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Sketch, Fiber, and Seal. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.